sports fans all across the world. Welcome to Sports Planet Podcast, a brand new premium sports podcast from the stables of Complete Sports Studio. On this podcast, every episode, we promise to always take you on incredible journeys into the most topical issues in sports, locally and internationally. My name is Kayode Ogundare, and with me is the Grandmaster himself, Mumini Alao. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kayode, and listeners, you are welcome to the Sports Planet Podcast. We're going to be having fun on this program. Join us regularly.
Welcome back. I've been worried. I remember 7-8 years ago, Charles Okonkwo, the former Super Eagles international, told me something that more or less become a prophecy now. He said a time will come when Nigeria will not be able to qualify for African competitions, let alone winning them.
Wow.
He said this 7-8 years ago to me.
Wow.
And it has happened now. And I'm saying this in the light of what is happening currently in Togo. The under 17 team are in Togo currently. They played their second game on Saturday. They lost the first one 0-1 to Ivory Coast. They drew the second one, and now they are on the edge of elimination. Do you think we are justified to press the panic button, or we should, there's no cause for alarm yet?
Well, to be honest, Kayode, what you've just said about what Okonkwo told you 7-8 years ago, I will confess to you that I didn't see it coming, and I'm surprised that somebody said that as far back as that time. All right. But having said that, I think what Nigeria needs to do concerning our age grade teams is to shift our focus from winning, all right, to really developing players at those levels. Under 17, under 20. In fact, even the NFF, they've gone back as far back as under 15. I think they have an under 15 setup now. Okay, so this is good. So we should shift our focus from winning. We've won the under 17 several times. We got to the finals of the under 20 a couple of times. And when I say shift focus, by that I mean that it shouldn't matter if those teams don't win the tournament that they go for. And that will be determined from the structure of the team, from the point we are building that team together. We are not necessarily building the team to win. You are building the team to discover players. If in the course of discovering those players who can do well for us at the senior level, they win alongside, along the way, they win maybe under 17, that's fine. They win under 20, that's fine. All right? But when we focus on winning, that is when we fall into the trouble of using overage players. That's when we get into the issue of players lobbying their way, coaches lobbying their ways into the team. That's where you get corruption, where the coaches handling those teams, all right, they bend the rules because they want to win to keep their jobs. But if we have new analytics to measure the performances of these coaches and take away the pressure of winning, I think they will be more relaxed to actually look for players who will last the distance in terms of growing and developing from under 17 to under 20, and then we can reap the benefits at the senior level. Coming back to what has happened in Togo, where Nigeria has been struggling against Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, for me, it's not a problem, honestly speaking, because that will fall in line with what I'm talking about it doesn't matter whether we win or we lose. My question will be, the team that we have taken to Togo, can we find two or three or four players who can go to the next level? If we can find those number of players, I'll be fine with that team. It means we have actually accomplished something. We have discovered some players at that level. So, to summarize, we need to change our focus from wanting to win at all times, all right, to really going back to the foundation, all right. We now have a lot of academies. The coaches at those academies, are they qualified to be coaches? What kind of training are they giving the players in the academy? In terms of nutrition, in terms of tactics, in terms of technique, Because we all know those who are making it in world sports today, not just football alone, are people who started from their very young ages. Whether you talk about tennis, or you talk about golf, or you talk about football or swimming, the superstars of those sports today, they started 4, 5, 6 years of, you know, age. So we need to go back to the foundation. We need to go back to the basics and shift our focus from winning to developing.
Those are comforting words for me. But I'm sure there are some people listening out there who will tell you that this same thing happened to the under 20 team. Does that speak to a bigger problem than just we not presenting teams that wanted to win? That, this is just a path to development. But when Nigeria, with all our African giants, being African giants, cannot win a WAFU competition.
Yeah.
No matter the ages of the players we present, then I think it speaks to a deeper problem that we are trying to gloss over.
Well, not necessarily, Kayode. I do not agree. All right. Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana that you have mentioned, these are our rivals, our eternal rivals. And go and check the records. How many times previously have we beaten Cote d'Ivoire? All right, at under 17 level. How many times have we beaten Ghana? In fact, Ghana will be at par with us as far as under 17 level is concerned. Maybe we have won it 5 times and they have won it 4 times. And if you go and check history again, you will find, for instance, even the first time we won the under 16 World Championship in China, our toughest game was against a West African team, Guinea. We won by a penalty shootout. So, which means they came close to knocking us out. So, we have always been at more or less at par with these teams that we have mentioned. So, if you lose to Ghana, it's not the end of the world. If you lose to Cote d'Ivoire, they are our eternal rivals. Okay, we have the same bone structure, we have the same, we're in the same region. Okay, so, and that's why I said, for me, if I can find in this team that has lost to Cote d'Ivoire, that has drawn with Ghana, if I can find 3, 4, 5 teams who can take the next step to the next level, I'm happy. It is when we start losing, all right, against maybe Burundi, or we start losing against Eritrea. Okay, then I will say, okay, maybe we really have a problem. And look at the margin of the losses we are talking about again. Okay? So, I don't want to fall into the same error that I'm accusing other people of. Whereby we are saying, look, each time we want to win at all costs. But here am I complaining again that we have lost. You know, it is the manner of the loss that we need to examine. We lost by a goal to nil to Cote d'Ivoire. That's not a crisis loss. We drew with Ghana, that's not the end of the world. Okay? Next time, we can beat them. Because we are rivals. Okay? So, I for me, it's not a problem. It's not such a big problem like we're painting it. Okay? So, and that's my take on that issue.
Well. I wish I shared your optimism, your faith, your belief. Well, we wait and see how it goes in Togo for the Nigerian team, because they now have to wait for the outcome of the Ghana Ivory Coast game.
Yeah.
That will determine whether they're coming back home or they're still going to stay in the country.
Well, you can be sure that probably those two other teams, they will just settle for a draw and knock out
Nigeria. The more dangerous it is for either of them.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. So soon we have come to the end of this program, but never mind. We'll soon be back before you know we are gone. To listen to this and subsequent episodes of the program, you can click on www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast and you'll see all of our previous editions of the program. Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you.